Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Reward offered in killing of California sea otter. Several groups are offering rewards for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the killing of a California sea otter. The otter was found June 5th near San Simeon in San Luis Obispo County. Defenders of Wildlife, the Ocean Conservancy, and the Humane Society of the United States are each offering a $2,500 reward in the case. An examination of this dead sea otter has confirmed that the animal died of a gunshot wound. The sea otter is protected under both the Federal Endangered Species Act and Marine Mammal Protection Act and has a fully protected status under California state law. The California sea otter population is estimated at just over 2,000 animals. In the marine ecosystem, sea otters are considered a keystone species, meaning that their presence or absence impacts other marine species and marine ecosystems. Sea otters help sustain vital kelp forests by feeding on the shellfish and other plant-eating species that would otherwise consume kelp forests. Kelp forests, in turn, serve as nursery grounds for many types of finned fishes. Anyone with information should call the Cal Tip Poaching Hotline at 1-888-334-2258. That's 1-888-334-2258. All calls to the hotline can be made anonymously. Egyptian crackdown on ivory trade catches crooks. Egyptian authorities have cracked down on ivory traders, seizing illegal ivory from four shops in an old Cairo area and nabbing a smuggler at the Cairo airport. On May 20th, Egyptian customs officials at the airport seized a piece of ivory weighing 4 kilograms or almost 9 pounds. The ivory was hidden in the luggage of a Brazilian passenger. The passenger, Clovis Lodovici, told the police at the Cairo airport about the location of a gift shop selling ivory. Following this lead, Egyptian authorities have organized a raid to seize ivory in Egyptian gift shops and bazaars located in Misr El Kadima, or Old Cairo. The second raid was organized to seize ivory at Egyptian gift shops and bazaars located in the famous tourist market in Kahan El Kahili. The Egyptian Management Authority of CITES seized a total of 212 pieces of ivory, weighing 103.3 kilograms or about 227 pounds from the three gift shops. The four owners were arrested. The confiscated ivory was taken to the Agricultural Museum in Doki near Giza, where it will soon be placed on public exhibition. And we thank the Environment News Service for both those stories. Costa Rica cracks down on mining and logging. The government of Costa Rica has created a new national park, lowered the boom on illegal logging operations, and placed a moratorium on new open-pit gold mines. Gold mining uses cyanide to leach gold from ore, and critics fear the cyanide will be released into Costa Rican waterways. The executive decree cancels three mining contracts already in place. President Pacheco said, "If the price for protecting the environment is paying damages, Costa Rica will do so. We have many reasons for rescinding these contracts, and if they sue us for compensation, it will be cheaper than paying the loss of the country and its environment." The new national park, the country's 28th, is the former Zona Protectora La Cangreja near Parascal, about 25 miles west of the capital city, San Jose. The mountainous 4,600 acres has been a protected zone since 1984. It has been a project of Fundación Ecotrópico, which has been buying land and promoting the area since 1988. In his logging decree, President Pacheco cited a study showing that 34% of commercial logging in Costa Rica is illegal. Under the new regulations, tree logs can only be transported in Costa Rica from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Loggers must tag each log and be able to show where it was harvested. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-